that Omer Bienet says that Yoina Novi got Ruach got Nevuah from Simchas Pesach Sheiva, and it says Loma Nikra. Why is it called Simchas Pesach Sheiva? Shemeshama Yoshaya v'Ruach Hakodesh. That's why it's called Simchas Pesach Sheiva. It's I mean, a lot of times Mamre Chazal they go on a word and Chazal shall to another word. That's good. Where the Ikel Moshav would be called Simchas Beis HaRuach or Beis HaKodesh, they would say you get Ruach HaKodesh from it. Sheiva doesn't mean anything, it just means to pump. So it says it's called Simchas Sheiva because they pumped Ruach HaKodesh from it. It could say anything. The fact that the Diuk of Chazal is on the word Sheiva, Luchur tells me that the Musig of the Ruach HaKodesh lies in the word Sheiva. Shemeshama Yeshayev in Ruach HaKodesh means that that Ruach HaKodesh was pumped out, because the word pumping is miyuchid for Ruach HaKodesh. Because if pumping just means that's a nice way of saying that's where they got Ruach HaKodesh from, you would have said, you could have said anything, they pumped out Chesed from it, they pumped out Yiras Hashem, they pumped out everything. I mean, there's no indication of which Sheiva to Ruach HaKodesh. But Karchuk, that the word Sheiva inside itself is Sheiach to Ruach HaKodesh. And it needs to be understood. It's also interesting, I mean, it's true, it says Yoina Novi got Ruach HaKodesh, got his Nevuah from Simchas Pesach Sheiva. Yisham is also, he was from the Olam HaGolim, and he got Ruach HaKodesh, and he got his Nevuah through there, Beseder. But, I mean, Simchas Pesach Sheiva was the Simchah of Klal Yisrael. It means that it's, I mean, how many people are supposed to have Ruach HaKodesh? I mean, like, what are we talking about? Yoina was a Navi. There were Memchas Nevi'im, there was Kiflaim Yetzim Mitzrayim Nevi'im, but where, if Simchas Sheiva is Meyuchat for Klal Yisrael, what does it mean that Klal Yisrael Sheiv Ruach HaKodesh from there? Where did everybody have Ruach HaKodesh from? I mean, we don't hear that from some people have Ruach HaKodesh. So, we have to explain a little bit and understand it. It's not an easy Indian, but there's a, where is Ruach HaKodesh for Klal? Zerashi. It says, Ve'i Kurasi B'Shem B'Tzalo Ben Uri Tzerashi Kisisa Ben Chur Lamat Yehuda, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu called, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, look, I designated Bezal ben Uri, v'amale is a Ruach HaLikim, I was memale him with Ruach HaLikim, b'chochma u'besvuna u'bedas u'b'kol melacha, with chochma, with tvuna, and with das, in every melacha. So, three different types, three different levels of knowledge and understanding. Chochma, tvuna, and das. So Rashi says, b'chochma, the things a person hears from someone else, the things that someone tells you or things you observe outside, that's called chachma. That's the elementary level of wisdom, because the first thing is some input. I mean, nobody is a chacham from something if there's no input. So a person has certain basic knowledge, information, ways of thinking. Anything that's a person is programmed with is called chachma. So it's the initial type of wisdom, and we understand that it's the least developed because it's something you didn't think about. It's just like this is the given information you start with. Fine. Tavuna, so Rashi says, Mevin Dava Miliboy, Mitoich Dvarim Shalomat. He understands Dava, Mitoich Dava, from that which he learned, which is a second level already. You know, as a person, I taught a Talmud, and now his Talmud starts making all sorts of hemsheichim himself. Like, if A is true, then B follows, and C is, it can't be, and D is possible. That's the development of chachma to tvuna. Fine. What's das? So Rashi says two words. Ube das, ruach hakodesh. What are you hacking in ruach hakodesh? I mean, ruach hakodesh is something that's to do with ktusha, with tara, with nevuah. In this understanding of chachma and tvuna, how does ruach hakodesh get hacked in over here? Doesn't not kosher. More than that, we just got through saying that anything a person gets from outside is a lower madrega in a sense. It could be much more, it could be better information, but for the person, it's not really a high level of chachma. A person that can parrot and repeat what he's been told is not a big chacham. It's better than somebody that knows nothing, that hasn't been told anything. But there's no designation of special chachma for a person who's just repeating what he said. So information that's input is not chashuv. Ruach HaKodesh is input of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. However we'll describe it, however we'll understand Ruach HaKodesh, it's input of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what's the, I mean, so it should be in the beginning of Chachma. The Da'aga should have been Ruach HaKodesh, Chachma, and Tvuna. Why is it the third Madrega? But Agapan and Rashi, it says Ruach HaKodesh is synonymous with Das. The Rashi in Pirkei Avos, can you get me a Gemara with Pirkei Avos, you know, Shavuos, Rashi in Pirkei Avos speaks on the Mishnah. Misha says that there's a series of an Ein Das, Ein Bina. Yeah, that's Rashi. The Mishnah goes through Melazam Bezaya Oimer. Im Ein Teir in Dechert, in Dechert, in Teir, im Ein Chochma, in Yirim, in Yirim, in Chochma. Im Ein Bina, Ein Das, im Ein Das, Ein Bina. Das and Bina are two separate in Yonim, and you need them both for each other. So Rashi says, Das Godel Mibina. Das is higher than Bina, it's above Bina. Lefi, Shimshar Lila Adam Dover, Vo'ime Kainu. If a person is asked something and he explains it, or Vo'ime Kainu, he says, this is the way it is. Umara Venoisin Tam Ledover, who Das. If he's able to explain something, a reason for something, that's called Das. Ke'odah Mazei says, Shumara Sel Shulchani Va'aymeroi Teivara V'moitzele Acha Mitei Cheka Adeimeloi Marlo. Like somebody that is given a Sela to observe whether it's good or not, and he takes out a Sela that's similar to it. Bina She'edea Lahavin, he can be Maven Avle'ena Maratam, he doesn't have a Tam. So Rashi here is giving a second definition to the relationship with Das and Bina. The relationship between Das and Bina doesn't call Das Ruach HaKodesh. He says he gives a Tam Lidvarav, which is, first of all, very different than the word Ruach HaKodesh, but obviously this definition, the definition of Ruach HaKodesh, are the same. There's something the same here, and the Bo Zev Limit Al Zev. There's a grain in Mishnah. The Pasuk first, not a grain, before the grain is a Pasuk. Pasuk says like this. Hashem, it's a Pasuk in Mishnah Gimel, you test. Hashem b'chochma yasser aretz. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with chochma. Koinin shamayim b'tvuna. He put shamayim into place with tvuna. B'daitoi, with his das, t'choymois nifkol. The depths of the ocean pashtas. As Tahoim refers to depths by Vigwali, and more specifically to the ocean usually. Tahoim and the Yam is usually goes together. Nifkor, it cracked open. So let's try to understand a little bit. Now, I'll try to explain it, then we'll see the going inside. Let's take a dugma of a tree. When you have a tree, you have the Guf HaIlam. You have the tree itself. You have the peiros of the tree, and you have the shrushim of the tree. The tree itself is the guf. The guf is moilit certain hemsheichim, which are the peiros. In other words, what comes out of such and such a tree is peiros. Then the shrushim is where does the tree come from? If we to take the mashal and to apply it to Chachma, it would go as following. Let's take an example, a secular example. Let's say a person notices that any time you shine a sun on a particular piece of metal, a current comes out of it. That would be Chachma. In other words, it's a fact that landed in his lap. He observed it, and it came from someplace else, and just landed in his lap. That's a piece of information. The next step is, if you can do that, maybe you can use it instead of a battery. Maybe you can use it to do this, to do that. That would be a hemshech of that. That would be bina. It's dover mitoich dover. If this can do this, then it could also serve to see if somebody walked in or not. You could make all sorts of things with lights and a photosaw. That would be a getter of bina. The third inyan, which even though a person thinks it's before, but in lemaisa it comes third, is that the person tries to understand why is this phenomenon take place. why is it like that, that when sun shines on it? And that's, Lamaisa, that's usually the last thing to fall into place, because it's the hardest one. To know what to do with something, once you have a certain mitzias, something like in geometry, there's certain hakdamas of the chachma that a person gets. These are klolim. The next step is, lefi these klolim, you build a complex model, and you say, this will be like this, because it's built on klal beis and dalet. It's built with klal hei vav. Trying to understand why these klolim are true is something that's very, very hard to aim it on. It's some are easier, some are harder, but still, the mitzias is that the shrushim go last. So in the mahalach of chachma comes first, which is the given, that which came from outside. The bina comes second, because that needs thinking. If this is true, what follows from it? What follows from it is easier than where is this coming from? Where is this coming from is the deepest understanding, and that's the most difficult one. The mashal is Oretz is chachma, like the pasuk says. The pasuk says, "Hashem bechachma yisra oretz." That's the given. From that chachma, Shemayim follows, like Lamashal, like Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu said, "Is it possible that this bira does not have a bearing? Is it possible that, looking around the world, that the world doesn't owe something to Malchus Shemayim?" That's a second. That's bina. Tohoimus Nifko means that instead of Shemayim is like a mushel, a continuation of Eretz. Like something grows, it grows towards Shemayim. It grows upwards, and that's a hemshech of the persons of Chachma. There's the other direction, that in the Eretz itself there is Sheirish. That's a much deeper understanding. To understand, and we'll explain it in a second maybe, but to understand Shrashi Shemayim in Eretz, that in Eretz itself it's Muchach, is a much deeper thing. For instance, meaning the following. A person is in some sort of system, he's in a school, and somebody learns rules and regulations. So the first step is a person ramifies them and says, if you can't chew gum in class, you probably can't eat popcorn either. If you get caught with this happens, you get caught with that happens. That's just ramifying what's given. To understand why these rules are the etzem true to the school, or I mean shayach to school, that takes a much more mature mind to understand that the school needs those rules. There's one understanding of Malchus Shemayim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu came from the outside and he dictates this. That's a hemshech of a person's mitzias. A person has a mitzias, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you remember this happened when you did good, this happened when you did bad, you do good, this will happen, you do bad, this will happen. And a person's lame with Dovim Tachtova, Binu Shmei Storvador, Shalom Dich Ve'Geit Chesin of Yerucha. Parshas Hazinu says, listen, think back to all of history and draw the line weiter. This happened when you're bad, this happened when you're good. Go, move the line a step forward. Das means try to be oimed on the Sheirish of the Inyan, mitzad the Emes of the earth. The first step is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Koyfe His Das, it's a B'china of Chachma on the arts. Then the person ramifies the Torah and says, this is also as well. Yomadam Emulsa Emulsa. Understanding that the Etzem Torah is not something that came from top and land on earth, but in the Tehoimus of the Eretz, there is a Mokoyim of a Sheirish for all of these, that buried in the Eretz itself, you have the Sheirish for all of that, that's much deeper and much harder. So we have three daggers, the way we're explaining in the Pasuk. You have Chachma, which is the Gufti of the, you have Tvuna, which builds on it, and Bedas Tehoimus Nifko is that the thing itself is inherent. It's unearthing the roots, that the roots are really in the earth and not in Shemayim. That's the deepest part, and that's like Tehoim. You have to be Chayke the Tehoim. There's a Pasuk in Iyev, it says that Oretz, it's Pasuk in Mishlei also, there's one Pasuk in Mishlei, it says, you know, Oretz is length, Yamim is breadth, and then it says Tehoimus is depth. Because depth means uncovering that the thing itself is be'etzem inherent in the first Netzias. It's not something that was added on, but something that was laying inside it. I mean, the way we understand what Lamdas is. Not an outside terrorist that came to put a patch on a problem, but understanding the thing itself, you see that the Yesod is be'etzem mushrish in the Metzias itself. Ruach HaKodesh, as opposed to Nevuah, so we have an understanding of Das. That's what Rashi says over here. Tam HaDovah. That's the Rashi in Pirkei Avos. Rashi says, Bina is only Maven Dova, Mitech Dova. You understand the ramifications of the thing that you know. Das is the Tam HaDovah, is always the root where the thing comes from. If I tell you to do something without a Tam, so that landed from the top, you can ramify and shtol sumulso lemulso. But when you understand the Tam HaDovah, so you understand the thing itself. You be'etzem understand it mitzad, it's sheirish. So it's a much deeper havana than understanding just the etzem din and its ramifications. Ruach HaKodesh, two makaras I want to bring. One is the Goyin Tak over here, and one is the Goyin here, it's a Goyin in Mishlei Chof Beis. The Goyin says like this. Over there they speak about Ksuvim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wrote triplicates, meaning Torah Nevi'im Ksuvim, with Eitzah and with Das, two venues of Torah. So the Goyim says Shileshim Hu Ayraisa Klisa Tanakh, meaning Tanakh is called Torah is a triple strand of the B'mo'atzas V'Das. There were two types of Chochmah, Das Hu Atayra, the Eitzah HaNevi'im. Then he says like this, Ki Eitzah Koyel Beis. There's two types of Nevuah. There's two types of Eitzahs that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a person. Aleph, Shakadosh Baruch Hu Medabe Imo Yatzasei, HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks with him the Eitzahs that he should do. V'habeis, Shakadosh Baruch Hu Nisin B'libi HaEitzah, Hu Ruach HaKodesh. In other words, there is two types of understandings a person has. There's an understanding like Kodesh, I mean divine understandings. Nevuah is that Kodesh Baruch Hu tells him, do A, B, C, or D. Ruach HaKodesh is where the person understands mitzad atzmoi what's the right thing to do. But it's not a type of thing. There's a Rabbi Nebuchadnezzar in this week's Sefer actually, on Tumech Vurechol Ish Chasidecha. So he explains the different daggers of Ruach HaKodesh. And the Rambam says something very similar, and Nevuah very similar in Yanim. He says that Ruach HaKodesh is different than Nevuah in the fact that Ruach HaKodesh is a understanding where a person's heart opens up, and all of a sudden he understands things a lot better than he did, and understands a lot of things he didn't understand before. And he doesn't know where it comes from. Berach, I'll paraphrase Rabbi Nebuchadnezzar. It's Reichav Libay. It says, Libay is Misrachay. Ruach HaKodesh is lower than Nevuah because the person is never sure that this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaking. Nevuah is Koyamar Hashem. This. Ruach HaKodesh is Eru Divrei David. Shir Shirim Shalosh Leimai. Divrei Kahelas Ben David. All of those in Yanim are in Yanim where the person is talking from himself. But the self that's talking is not his natural self, but it's our Chavas HaDas that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the person. So Das has, it's inferior to Nevuah in being sure that it's coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it's superior because it's Natua and the person himself. Das has a Milo, we said before. The difference is, Lamashal, if I tell somebody something, that to fix this light switch, you fix it by pulling this switch and that switch and opening that screw and the other screw and so on and so forth. So if the person just remembers the details and does it, so klape the person does not have, the idea does not have any roots in the person himself. I'm following instructions, this, and I can say, if you told me to be careful not to touch this one with a wet hand, could be the other one I can't touch with a wet hand either. These are all in Yanim that they're not mine. They're not mushrash in me. If I understand why it's like that, why it is that I have to fix this in a certain way, and what am I connecting, what am I doing, then the pshat is the thing becomes mushrish in me as well. So Das and Ruach HaKodesh have it expresses itself in two ways. It's the type of understanding that I have in the thing. I don't understand it just from the given forward, but I understand it from the given backward. I understand the shirish of it. Secondly, to the person, it's a lot more meaningful. Just like, just when I understand something only from the given forward, I don't feel it part of me because there are no roots in me. When I have something with das, when I understand something with the roots where it's coming from, then it's natura in me as well. Then it has a shirish in my atzmius. Because a thing that a person understands, there's a beautiful maral, Gvaldik maral. It says by Paraduma, it says in Paraduma that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Shalcha kayem es lo'ilam. Your Paraduma will last forever. Why? And what's the nace of his Paraduma lasting forever? It says there were 9 Paradumas. I mean, they didn't need it forever. So the Maral says, because it says that to no one else was the tam of Paraduma in his gala except to Moshe Rabbeinu. So he said, something without a tam can't stay around forever. The only thing that can stay forever is something that has a tam. In other words, something that doesn't have a sherish. If you cut something, a tree with fruit, it can stand around for a while, but it'll have to dry out. Something that has a sherish can be nitzchias. Chachma is the same thing. A chachma that has a sherish is attached to the person because there are shrushim in the person can last forever. Something that doesn't have a sherish in the person, something that's not grounded in the person, mitzat rushim, it finishes at some point. So the only paraduma that could stay lenetzach is Moshe's paraduma, because that was nitzchias. So the first thing is the Rashi's are not a stira. This Rashi here in Pirkei Avos is speaking about the explaining what das is in one facet. Das is understanding the tam hadava. He besides the mason tam ledvarav. And then and Rashi and Kisisa speaking about Ruach HaKodesh, it's the same thing. Ruach HaKodesh is an addition to Chochmah and Bina in the sense that it strikes roots in Ruach HaKodesh is where the understanding is coming from the person himself. Whereas Chochmah and Bina are madregas of given, Ruach HaKodesh is a dagger where a person has a reichav lev that he understands something a lot better. Chochmah and Bina has to cut itself to the person's natural limitations. When you open up, when you give a person Ruach HaKodesh, means his Havana is a much deeper Havana. If you take a look in the Rambam, I don't want to be mindful of this, take a look in the Rambam in Yisrael HaTorah, the Rambam speaks about Ruach HaKodesh Nevuah. So he says Ruach HaKodesh is a person understands things that you can't be masig with your seichel on its own. The Rambam doesn't, it's very simple, the Rambam doesn't mean that Ruach HaKodesh is you get yedias that you didn't get before. It means there's a harchavas halev of understanding things that your own level of possibly understanding is limited, is cut to a certain scope. This is something that is something that Kadosh Baruch Hu widens the scope of understanding. We explained Das, we explained Ruach HaKodesh and Das, what they are. Let's go a little bit to the Yom Tov. We'll come back to some of the Sheva soon. The Yom Tovim, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos have in themselves a parallel to these three inyanim of Chochmah, Bina, and Das. Understanding, like always, that all these inyanim is not only a question. You're not talking, the ultimate understanding is understanding HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I mean, that's really what understanding is. Pesach was a time when HaKadosh Baruch Hu landed on Klal Yisrael Giluyim. Klal Yisrael was not ready for it. They didn't understand anything. They didn't know anything. HaKadosh Baruch Hu opened up the Shemayim and B'yot Chazaka B'zrei Netuya. It was Kulei Ebchin of Chachmah. It all came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and landed on us. This is what I'm doing. This is this is what I represent. In fact, so the pchina of getting the first akudah is always a pchina of chachma. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was megala to us his koyach and his gvuras and his flaws and so on. Fine. The inyan of Torah, which is shvuas, is an inyan of a hemshich. A person is a nivra. A person is a nivra. What's the purpose of a nivra? A nivra is created in order to be mekayim Torah, mitzvahs, avodas Hashem, chesed. Those are all inyanim that are inyanim of because. Therefore, since I am, therefore I must. I must do this. That's a pchina of bina. It's Torah is the hemshech of the bria. A person, since he recognized that God created him, in order that in order that I be your God and you worship me. That's a hemshech of the idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Bayer and every person lives in. But understanding HaKadosh Baruch Hu as understanding the Inyanim as a Sheirish is that meaning Havanas HaTorah in a Oifin, where a person sees that that's really the Bria. It's not something that was imposed on the Bria and that's what it is, but it's really grounded and rooted in the Bria. That is something that's called Das. And that's much more difficult. A person comes to Amunah. Then he comes to, if there is a God, he must want something from us. What does he want from us? He wants Torah and mitzvahs and so on. But that's still not part of the person himself. It's still not rooted in the person. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu imposed on me, and you know, I recognize it to be true and valid, and ain't greater, and that's what I have to do. That something becomes rooted in the person, that's at level of Das. And that's the last madrega. Sukkos is connected Das, like it says in the Pasuk. It says, L'man Yedun Feisrael, L'man Yedun L'darasechem, K'pisukkos Shavt Feisrael. Shavuot brings that this, L'chat Chila, a person should be Mechavin, Adam Yedea, that he's sitting in a Sukkah, the Pechina of Das is not that the person, it's the Pechina is, of Sukkos is connected Das. That the inyanim that before were external become mushrish in the person's havana itself. We say at the end of a shinus, the mandas kolam haaretz, kashen lekim einoy. The matara of sukkos is das specifically. That's the teichin of sukkos as opposed to Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Simchas Beis Sheva was unique. It says like this. It says, where does Simchas Beis Sheva come from? There's two inyanim in Chazal. One inyan it says when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mechalek the mayim to mayim tachtonim and mayim elyonim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu split the world into two chalakim, physical and spiritual. That's mayim tachtonim, mayim elyonim. Anything ruchnis is called mayim elyonim. Anything physical and part of our metzias is mayim tachtonim. So it says that the mayim tachtonim were very upset that they were designated to be part of this world. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu comforted them and said, I'm going to make these chamayim with you. The pshat is the maila of tachtoin, elyonim are much chesher than tachtoinim. Elyonim are everything ruchnis and tachtoinim is everything gashmis. But in order for a person to reach das, the person has to find das not upstairs but downstairs. Das is the oimek of the tahoim, like we saw in the pasuk here. The das tahoimus nifko means das is not anything that's lamala is not part of this world. It's imposed on the world. There's the chachma there and there's binah there. Das is dafka mushrosh in the tahoim lamata, and therefore, if a person wants to find das, he has to find it the mayim tachtonim dafka. So the inyan of nizchamayim, that nizchamayim was something that was miyuchid for sukkos is because in the yontiv of das there's a the ability to go down to the depths of Eretz and find the das buried over there. Shroshim are always in the ground. A tree, the higher it goes, the closer it is to Shamayim. But it needs shroshim, the higher it goes, like the Mishnah. The higher it goes, the deeper shroshim it needs. In as much as a person reaches up lamala, he needs to have shroshim lamata. That's the difference. So the yontiv, it's not the pshat of comfort. I mean, big deal. Mayim ol yainim, all the everything else has 1,000 milas, and this has one wretched little simcha beis hasheiva, you know, as a kapara. Adirabba, simcha beis hasheiva is the one time after Pesach and Shavuos. And the truth is, Rosh Hashanah and Kippur also parallel to Chochmah and Bina. It says Mefurish. I mean, it says far Mefurish and Kippur. Bina, I don't want to get too far off. But Sukkot is the Pchinas Das, which is the deepest part of the other two Nekudas. That's why it's called Simchas Beis HaSheiva. There's another Chazal. So one Chazal is Asmaim HaYom HaTachtonim. There's another Lashon Chazal. It says that they used to say 15 Shira Milas. In 15 Shira Milas, they used to say by bringing up the water. So Chazal is Keneged Hani Tesfok Shira Milas Keneged Mi Amnon David. So the Gemara says that David, when he dug the foundations for the Beis HaMikdash, he dug too far. And the Mayim Tehoim was going to flood over the world. So he stopped it with the Shem Hashem. So then he said, but you can't have a dry world. You need a little bit lachluchis. You need a little bit of wetness. It's good. So he made 15 madregas at 15 shvat milas, and the middle of the water went back up again a certain amount. What's the teichin of this chazal? What is chazal talking about over here? Chalal talking about this nekuda. It says that Lasid Lovei Kadosh Baruch Hu will be memale Eretz Das k'mayim leyam mechasim. The Pchinas Das, as long as a person gets mitzvahs imposed milamala on a person, so those in Yanim affect the person, but they don't affect his bechira. Nobody loses his bechira, no matter how strong Kadosh Baruch Hu imposes mitzvahs milamala, because milamala means it's not me, I have a free choice, but rather but someone is trying to force me. So more pressure, less pressure, I could resist it. But when Lasid Lovei, when people will understand mitzad themselves and mitzad the bria, that mitzvah achreyach, that will be the end of bechira. The steer to bechira is das, not chochma bina. Chochma bina, personal as bechira. It's das is where a person says, well, Torah is life. Torah is the emes. So it's not shaykh to do something else. In the other where Kadosh Baruch Hu imposes from lamala lamata, there is no such attitude. So lemaisa, the Beis Hamikdash was the makom gilui. Beis Hamikdash was like an oil well. We tapped into the tahimis of the Eretz. There was a makom in Eretz that was connected Shemayim. So it drew its chiyus, the tahoim, the side of the Beis HaMikdash was in the tahoim of these mayim tachtoinim of this das. And David HaMelech unleashed too much das, and that would have flooded the world. It would have brought about a tekufa of no bechira, of mala aretz, das, kemayim liyam echasim, and would be mevat lavayda. So he had to restrain it. Then he said, you can't leave the world dry without any lachluchis. So he gave 15 milas of lachluchis, where we have something, a small stream of lachluchis of das feeding the world still. So the pshat is, I mean, all those in Yanim are shayach to sukkis, and both Pesach Shavuos sukkis and Rosh Hashanah Kippur sukkis, both are the same inyan. I mean, just so we can have some shaykh studies in Yom. A person's his original histaklus in Yinyani Shemayim is a histaklus of where it's imposed from the top, which is the way it should be. So a person that has it like that, and a person ramifies these in Yom, fine, these are all that. But the safe pasuk of Avodah is not to leave it at that because the person is missing the roots. The safe pasuk of Avoda is to be bekeach the tohimus of das, that a person should find the lachluchis of these inyanim in himself. I mean, really say, I would say it. I mean, in Torah itself, we were zeicha to a gilui of the of what we call today's derech halimut, where you have the Torah lies in understanding the inyan rather than in finding another patch to put on. If you understand the inyan itself well enough, you'll see that the kasha is not a kasha. Your pasha didn't understand the inyan itself. And then also in inyanim of Agadis, the maral who opened up the gates of these inyanim, was this understanding that the emes lies within, not without. If you crack open far enough tohimis, then there'll be the mind tachtonim will spread for. Klapi a person. I mean, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is Avoda where the Kabul Malchus Shemayim, that's Rosh Hashanah. Yom Kippur is a Zman where you make the Dinah Cheshbin according to that. In other words, mitzvahs, averis, and so on, is like the bina of the Chachma. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Melech, Malchus HaBekol Mashallah, then Avchatasi, Avisa, Pashayti, and so on. Fine, those are two. But there's a much deeper Avoda of Das, which means that a person has to try to find and understand that the Shreshei Advarim are be'etzim in his own mitzvahs pnima. Down deep, the only time the Inyanim Vaveda will become natural to a person and become integrated with a person is if the person finds it within himself. If he finds those Mei Tohimis, the Das that's in a person, that those roots, then the person, the Pshat is all those Inyanim that seem the burden to put on him, the person sees it as coming out from him. And that, I mean, that was the simplest way the Sheva was the Makom, and it was this Aveda of Mayim Tachtonim, that was the Aveda. That was one of the avodas that found its place in Sukkos. The ultimate avoda lies not in the mayim elyonim, but in the tohimus of mayim tachtonim. That a person, if he digs in the mayim tachtonim, he finds the sheirish for the elyonim as well. And I mean that's why, like the Maral says, that wherever a person has a tam adava, whatever a person is doing because it's imposed will not stay permanently part of the person. That's wherever a person has a tam adava, in both ways, tam adava meaning the intellectual understanding, and tam adava, the emotional tam is something, that's where you can have an avoda that stays forever, because it's rooted in the person. It's not dumped onto the person, but it cherishes from the person. And that's the sheiva of Ruach HaKodesh, the simple sheiva, to take from those tohimis of Mayim Tachtonim and to be malet lemala and to bring out the sheirish of Ruach HaKodesh that's in the person itself. Sheva is because since it's tohimus, you always have to drill it out. You know, Shemayim can rain on you. You know, the tzura, why is a person not connected to it? Because it's buried. Shemayim, most of things that rain down from atav Moshe, if a person has a Rebbe, so it's just a question of asking, say, another shir or explaining it better. Bina is thinking further along those lines. But Das, the person wasn't aware of mitzvahs. I mean, take someone who was a mitzvah. Somebody wasn't doing mitzvahs, so until he started doing mitzvahs, he had no shaykhus to it. The way in which tohimus are the way in which Das is buried from a person is because it's buried, and you have to pull it out. So Ruach HaKodesh needs she'iva, and Mayim HaKodesh needs she'iva. So Chazal was talking medayik, that's the word she'iv. Shabbat Shalom HaKodesh, Ruach HaKodesh doesn't come dumb from top. It comes from inside out. It's and Bal Korchach it's she'iva, because if it wasn't on the surface, then it wasn't, then it never would have...
That's why all Chayisrael didn't have a...
Everyone has a she'iva to Ruach HaKodesh. Ruach HaKodesh doesn't mean just telling the future and stuff like that. That's a pretty very... Ruach HaKodesh is, like the Rambam says, a reichav leiv, that the person, instead of me getting more information, and instead of me just working out the information further, I get a bigger kli kibble for that Indian. I get a bigger sheirish for Indian. That's the difference. That's Rosh Hashanah.
It's not the
Mishnah, it's
Nevuah.
Right. You're getting a Nevuah
from...
Right. You're getting a Nevuah. No, it says, why that's Yaina? So there's a Mikra. I mean, they have the Kasha. You know, Yaina must have done Krishna that day also. Yaina probably took Lulav and Esrig also. Like, it said, the Me'olah Regalim Hayu, Hashanah Shlev. Why, I mean... It's a subject. It's not a Chazal. Chazal say Yaina. I'm sure all the other Nevi'im also were modern. May only regal my. I'm sure Yechazkel was only regal also. I mean, why that Yaina? It's
saying the Muslim Nevuah though isn't Muslim Nevuah and Rechem Peretz are two different Nesogim.
True.
So it's from here it shouldn't be from the Sogim Sheva. It shouldn't not really Shech Nevuah. It's more Shech.
True. So Bal Kach Nevuah's Yaina is different. In other words, there's something about Nevuah's Yaina that's different. The fact that it's on the is a very interesting Navi. It says, I mean, he tried to run away from his Nevuah. His own Navi tried to run away from his Nevuah. His own Navi. We learn things. You're right. It needs a Havanah. But Ruach Kodesh is different. Bad. It says the Moshe. It says Nevuah is gone. Ruach Kodesh exists. The Kohen Gadol Moshe. It says the Kohen Gadol when he saw the Urim v'Tumim. It's very interesting. The Kohen Gadol, when he looked near the Tumim, the Gemara says as follows. The letters would light up, the Ruach HaKodesh Hayim Alap Shosei, and he would be able to read the letters in the right way. So the lighting up of the letters comes Melamal Lamata down. In other words, this letter, that letter. But understanding that reading it, how do you know that you read it Shikaya, not Kisara, or whatever it says over there in Chazal? How do you know how to read it? Reading is like, when you read something, you're not following rules. When you learn how to read, you read it, it goes. If some, it would be very hard for you to try to read each letter the way they taught it to you. I mean, so in other words, it was a combination. That was called Ruach HaKodesh. That the word just made sense to him, that's called Ruach HaKodesh.
What's the
pshat
of the
Nevuah
wasn't
taken away from the Chachamim? All of a sudden, I mean, the Pashas over this is Chachmah Rav Navi, not it's because in Chachmah itself there's not that the Nevi'im, but there is understanding locked in Chachma as Chachma Rav Navi. But in real Nevuah Shaitim, but Nevuah in Chachma, it wasn't taken in Tamil Chachma. It doesn't say Tamil Chachma or in Nevi'im. It means there's a Pchina of Chachma Rav Navi that in Chachma itself there's an element of Nevuah. And that's the main story. Chachma Rav Navi. It was just the Meshalim of we're Mechavim two people together and so on, but.
What does this have to do with Simchas Pesach Sheva? What does this have to do with the Simcha? Like, Pesach Simcha to Ruach HaKodesh?
Every Simcha, it's a topic itself, but it's important. I don't want to go too far, but what's the difference between Tainu and Simcha? But that was good. Kugel is Tainu, and you're very happy to bring the Kugel in. But what's Tainug and you marry someone you like, that's a Tainug and you're Sameach. What's Tainug and what's Simcha? It's a very passionate. Tainug is L'mashal, when a person gets married. So B'derecha you like the person you marry. So that's the Tainug. The Tainug is enjoying something else. When something else gives you Hanoah, that's called Tainug. Simcha is your own sense of fulfillment at having it. Simcha is a person who's happy when he got married because a person has a need to get married and he feels that is a chasa without being married. Simcha and shleimus always go together. Shalmi simcha is sukkis is the dashlama. Whenever the person is oimid on self-realization, self-fulfillment, that's simcha. So simcha and tainug go together a lot of times, but tainug is mibachutz. You can only be misanding on something else. Somebody played a beautiful piece of music, somebody showed you a nice painting, someone gave you good food, someone pleasant introduced himself to you. Those are all tanugim. But those things that a person feels, l'mashal, if let's say I win a lottery, I have a tremendous tainug. But it's not really simcha, because I don't feel like I got fulfilled. When a person works hard in business, and he sets himself a goal, and he reaches that goal, that feeling is simcha. There's a tainug also that you have the money. But the simcha is... I brought out everything within me. I did the deal, did it, this, that, and now it came through. If you win a lottery, there's a lot of time into it, but I don't feel accomplished because of it. So there's a re- There's a simcha because, you know, on a lesser degree, I can do what I want, whatever it is. But so simcha tak is always the hadgasha of the atzmis of the person coming to play. Sometimes I tell a person a yediya, and the person, there's like two types of yediya divrei chachma. So sometimes, the stuff is brilliant. Look at that cheshm, but I don't feel that it opened up a havan in me. It's like a gaynish tzushtal, and I love to say it over, and it's really cute. Like somebody's vater, they sail from the guy. A lot of them are, you know, this, a gaynish tzushtal. Wonderful. Sometimes a person gives you a havana, and it, like, it opens up. You know, I always was grappling with it. That's what I was trying to say. That's simcha. That's simcha, and that's das. It's where the tahaymus and the person himself are nifka. Getting married is the prime example of simcha, because a person is not a shalom. Kol Shalom Isha is not a shalom, and simcha is I feel accomplished. I feel I have a family now. I'm a person with a person as a child. There's simcha because the shleimus of a zug is with a vlad. So all those inyanim of simcha is the mark of self hashlama rather than just enjoyment or pleasure. So I don't know.
How does it come through dancing? Through singing?
Depends on the band. You seem to get it from there. I was always listening. There's an Israeli, you know, it's like a kibbutz song on a balalaika. One of those, you know, things when you sit around the bonfire at night and you play on a kibbutz festival. And I was just sitting in a shayrut and I was listening, and you know, I was on the radio and something like, if you'll clap, there'll be twice as much simcha. And I was thinking to myself, you know, it's like there's nothing. They're not besimcha with something, but you just make yourself happy. If you dance and clap, it's a lot better. You know, you bring in another band. You're right. It's empty simcha. I mean, that's why the union of simcha is with Hashem dafka. That's what Rambam says. You have to be happy with something. If a person dances just because he just wants to do something, so then it counts like exercise. It doesn't count like simcha. But if a person thinks, that's why it is important. So a person should be misbeinim. I mean, Simchas Beshaiva should be a hemshech of Rosh Hashanah Kippur. That a person found, besides the Malchus Shemayim, he found the Kudus in himself that opened up. He found certain times in himself that the person broke open, and he found Shroshim in himself. That's what the Simcha is.
It's an expression of his Simcha.
Yes,
that
it's an expression. A person doesn't become happy by dancing. A person expresses. You need a place to express it. So Rikud and these inyanim and Nigun and Zimra and Rikud are all inyanim of expressing a simcha, but they're not the.
So what's that with Simsham Sharim Ruach HaKadosh? It comes that it's an expression of the Ruach HaKadosh. After you have the Ruach HaKadosh, you understand.
That's what it was called.
You're not shaved from the etzem dancing.
It was the simcha of. What was the simcha of Simcha Shaiva? It was the simcha of being able to tap into my Tachrim. That's the
Shemisham. No, but you weren't shaved in at the Simchas Beis HaShev.
The Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, since we had Sheivas Mayim Tachrinim, that was the Avodah where a person got it from. Today we only have a Zikaron Advarim. So the Mokrim Avodah, that just like the Korban Chatas was the Mechaper and the Korban Teder was the Hoidot HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the Sheivas Mayim Tachrinim, it opened up the mayanus of das in a person. They open up those times in a person.
So it's going on, it's not going on the simcha, it's going on the actual
simcha. Yeah. Simcha. The chassidim say, Shem Hashem Yashem Ruach HaKadosh, from the simcha. But that's what it means. It means that the Aveda was that, it was called Simcha Sheiva, and it was the Mokum Sheiva's Ruach HaKadosh. But the simcha that is, the simcha is the expression of that type of
Aveda.
I don't
know if it's
a pasuk, Ostis Hashem. There's both. There's v'somachta lufnei Hashem lekecha and ostisanig al Hashem. In other words, or like Ramchal says, you know, there's a tainug HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's one darga when a person is misanig, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is an outsider, kaviyachol, there's tainug. Like every time, the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being mashpia toivami, the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is megalim, all these inyanim, the outside is tainug. When I find it in myself, then it's that's called simcha. So again, a lot of times they'll come together, but we're talking about two very different things. Tainug is always something on the outside. And Simchas is faket, it's because I'm accomplished, because I brought out something in myself that needed Hashlam. Yeah?
Where's the connection in the
puzzle? All the Leman Das and Sukkis is a clearly sticky description of the Yom Tov Sukkis. The fact that Chazal pegged, the fact that Chazal, it's a Beserus, it's a endless in the Pesukim, the fact that Chazal pegged Sinu as a shape of Ford, Sukkis means that this type of Aveda fits Sukkis. It's part of the Kalolius of Sukkis. The different ways of doing it. In other words, there's a Das of sitting in the Sukkah, which gives a person Das. Lul Vanessa, also have an Inyan of Das in them. All the Inyanim have a different Inyanim, different elements, different ways of getting to Das. But Sinus of Shiva is a specific Nakuda of Shiva's Mayim Tachtayim, which is Shaykh to Das. That's the...
Right,
that was a real simcha. No, it was where the atzmius of a person's pnim came to the forefront.
No, just the most intense point of it, so that's why I was...
Yes. But I have a simcha. It's a simcha. It's a...
Right, it's a simcha now, because that was a dogma.
Right. I mean, avelos is when a person becomes a chassid. The hechach of simcha is avelos. Avelos means when a person lost part of himself. And simcha is when a person gained part of himself. It's things that are shared from the person's atzmius. That's the zelum of the simcha. Maybe we can have mincha here. Yeah, so we're going to have mincha here. It's not, I mean, it's just, okay. Somebody wants to eat some more.